Saturday morning. Right. You're ready to get working.
Here we go.
That's right. You're tuned in to Lou.
Yes, I was just wondering, this Mr. I'll Come Over and Help Scrape, Prime, and Paint Your Wrought Iron Railing?
And House Smarts Radio.
No. That's coming up later on.
He may not be knocking on your door anytime soon. You know, social distancing. But he sure will help you now over these radio airwaves.
What time are you going to be here?
All you have to do is call. Here's your host, Lou Manfredini, and House Smarts Radio.
Hey, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm.
7:09 in the morning.
When you get
Hi, everybody.
Blues,
it's Lou Manfredini. This is House Smarts Radio. This hour of our show is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com and by Ace Hardware. My phone number is 877-213-4-LOU, 877-213-4568. Good morning to Don Kleppen. Good morning to Joe Brand. Good morning once again to Lindsay Smithwick. Bob Ferguson pushing morning. The buttons. How are you, gentlemen?
Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Doing
pretty
well.
Good. I fell asleep. I was reading my book, and what happened with the Dodger-Atlanta game?
The Dodgers went on to win. They have forced a game six in that series.
Really?
Yes.
And then I had forgotten that Dusty Baker is now the coach of...
the manager of the Houston Astros.
Right. And so my wife and I were flipping back and forth. You know, she was calling the game. And I go, oh, that's right. I go, wasn't Houston the team that cheated, you know, with the garbage cans and everything like that? And my wife goes, yep. And now they've got honest Dusty.
And Dusty we trusty, remember?
And Dusty we trusty, right?
Well,
right.
Did you see what the one White Sox fan was doing at Petco Park to the Astros?
No.
There's a White Sox fan that lives in the apartments right by Petco Park where the Astros and Rays are playing, and he's out on his balcony. He's wearing his Sox jersey, and he's got a megaphone. And every time an Astros player walks up to the plate, and he's like, next up, cheater number blank, Carlos Correa.
No way.
And he's screaming from his balcony. Yeah, he like did the math to figure how strong of a megaphone he needed, what direction to point it. His friends pitched in to help him buy the megaphone. And yeah, so a little Chicago.
That's some professional grade trolling right there.
Right? only a Chicago
Don's
would
like,
go that down.
Don's like, I gotta give that guy props.
I love it. I mean,
doing
that is
the math.
It's a lot of work. And
doing
some,
the math,
and some help.
Figuring out the decibels that it's going to take to go there.
Yeah, man. Put effort
hey, before
in.
Before we get started, I want to give a big shout out to, you know, my producer extraordinaire, Lindsay Smithwick, who she and I worked together for a long time. But yesterday celebrated her 10-year wedding anniversary. Happy anniversary to you
Thank
and your
you.
Husband.
Happy anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank
That's
you very
awesome.
Much.
Right?
A
I mean,
decade.
A decade is it's a monumental thing. And so that's awesome.
I was,
of course, you know, first thing in the morning, I was sending messages to both of them, wishing them a happy anniversary and how, you know, how much I love both of you and how happy that I was. Your husband immediately acknowledged the text message, but then he started sending me pictures of him holding fish that he had caught. So it was a little.
He busted out his old computer to go through pictures of the wedding with the girls, and like we were. Oh, this
thanks
is
so much!
Oh,
and instead
wait,
of sending
these.
Me a picture of he and his bride on their wedding day or something, it's him holding a giant trout.
I know. That's
well,
love, I tell
isn't
you.
Isn't the 10-year anniversary the trout anniversary?
Yeah,
evidently.
Evidently. Good call.
But now here I want to juxtaposition a little bit, which I think is kind of because Joe Brand and his lovely wife Allie have been married. You're going coming up on a year, right?
A couple months shy of a year. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be 10 months. So wait, Lindsay, did you drink out of your champagne flutes that you got?
We sure did. You know what I'm talking about, Joe.
Lindsay got me some fabulous champagne flutes for my wedding gift, and she's like, "Oh, we do this,
Joe?
And
good memory.
We do this every year. We drink from them, and so that's why I had to ask."
I am so touched that you actually remember that. I mean, you get so many gifts and you know things and happening at your wedding that some of that stuff gets lost. But I'm very touched that we did drink out of them yesterday. Thank you,
Lou. Don't ask me what you got me. I don't remember.
I bought you a Chevy. Remember?
That's right.
What?
Right.
How did
you
I get here
Chevy?
This morning?
Yeah, I got him an SUV. I got him a Trailblazer. It wasn't even out yet, and I got him one. Anyway, so here's the juxtaposition. Here's Joe and Allie. They're going to be married a year and a couple months. It was a great wedding. Didn't we have fun at that wedding?
It was amazing.
It was
so
a really fun
yes.
wedding. Super wedding. And best you've been married 10 years, and that's a huge thing. I've been married over 30 years. And so on Thursday, I was walking out the front door holding some stuff, and I tripped and I fell. I missed a step, and I twisted my ankle pretty good. Like, I'm hobbled a little bit for the last few days, like Misery, you know, like Kathy Bates. Well, I was carrying two bottles of wine and some other stuff, and I fell, and one of the bottles of wine broke. And literally, it was one of those things when you fall, I knew I didn't break my ankle, but I knew I twisted it, and I'm sitting there going, this is not going to be good, you know? And I got up, and there's the wine. Literally, I wish I had could have videoed it, because the wine is just kind of seeping onto the front patio, and I'm like, what if that stinks, you know? So I swept it up, and then I hosed it off, and I'm like, you know, walking in, and I loaded up some stuff in the car, and I said to my wife, I go, I just want to let you know I fell, and I broke a bottle of wine. Which bottle of wine did you break?
That was the first question.
She did ask how I was first, but it was just sort of funny. And of course, of the two bottles of wine, the more expensive one was one I dropped.
Always. It's Murphy's Law, man.
Oh,
couldn't,
man.
I couldn't have dropped the $2 chuck, right? Instead
Never.
Of that.
Right. No.
See, but
my funny thing really really quick is, Joe, you've been married in a year. People have asked me, has it just flown by? Does it seem like yesterday? I'm like, well, you know, if you asked me a year ago, I would have said that. But right now, in this day and age, last January or January 1st, 2020, seems like 10 years ago. So, Joe, it's kind of like we both have been married for 10 years.
I would agree with that. I would.
That's funny.
Well, Lou, did you wet and forget your patio?
I didn't have to, because it was all very wet, and I just hosed it off right there, and I watered the mums while I was there, too. So
okay.
I took care of it all. But don't worry, everybody. I'm fine.
Not the wine.
877-213-4 Lou. 877-213-4568. Our first caller, by the way, is sponsored this morning by bathfitter.com/Lou. This is Ann calling in. Ann, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio. Oh, what happened to Ann? Hold on. Well, let me try 1 second. One more time. Hey, Ann, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Oh, good morning. I'd like to know how to remove cement stains caused by a coconut doormat. Every time it snows, when the snow melts, there's a tan stain that leaks from the bottom and just goes all over my front porch.
Okay. What I would use is there's a couple of products you can try. This is just a concrete stoop, right, that we're talking about?
Yes, okay. Porch, yeah.
Let's take a product called Duoblast, Duoblast, Duoblast. It's by Concrobium. Spray that onto the area where you have the stain. Let it sit there for 5 minutes. Spray it again, and then use a scrub brush to scrub it and then rinse it. That should neutralize that stain. Now, you're going to continue to use this coconut mat?
I guess.
I mean, because it's just going to keep it's just going to keep happening. Now, if you want to try and make it easier to clean, once you clean it all, and it's like, oh, look at how great that looks, you may want to consider sealing it. And I was just doing a program this week with a product. Working on with this product called Miracle Sealant, and it comes in a quart, and you just kind of put it on with a trowel, and it will seal the concrete on the outside. You can buy it in a quart, and that will at least help the stain from sticking as much. But you know, you're going to have a problem with the with this thing if it keeps coming back and constantly doing it. You may want to go to perhaps something that's synthetic that doesn't leach any colorant off of it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, great. Can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
I used a command hook on the outside of my front door for a wreath, and I removed it, but I can't get that sticky tape off the door.
The actual tape is still there or the residue?
I think it's the residue. You know, when you remove that command hook, you're supposed to pull down.
Right, and then did most of that come off, and it's just still a little bit sticky?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like the residue.
Do you
and
have?
I don't want to repaint the door.
No, no, no. Do you have a nail polish remover at home?
Yes.
Put a little bit on. Put a little bit on a cotton swab, and just gently go over the top of it. Nail polish remover is acetone, but it has some buffers on it, so it shouldn't bother the paint, and the residue should come. The residue should come right off.
Just straight out of the bottle, nail polish remover?
On a cotton swab.
Okay. Oh, great. Thank you so much.
You got it. I appreciate you calling. Thank you so much. That's how it works. You pick up the phone and give us a call at 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. It's 7:19 in the morning. Think about it. When is the last time you had your furnace professionally cleaned? Lindsay, ask me. When is the last time I had my furnace professionally cleaned?
When is the last time you had your furnace professionally cleaned?
Tuesday. High-efficiency furnaces need more than just a dust and clean. They need a professional tune-up called Dykstra Home Services, like I did for the preseason special. Only $89. They'll completely service your furnace. You'll be ready for winter. Call 800-421-3220 or visit DykstraHomeServices.com. They also have affordable maintenance agreements available. Give them a call, 800-421-3220 or DykstraHomeServices.com. Dykstra Home Services, Chicagoland's premier heating and cooling company for over 94 years. Hey, it's me, Lou Manfredini. Good thing you're listening to House Smarts Radio, but I'm here for the Gilkey Window Company. Did you know that Gilkey has been independently verified to be among the most energy-efficient windows in the country? It's true. They have the best low-E glass in the industry. That reflective coating, you see, is embedded in the glass, and it reduces energy loss. It makes a big difference all year long. Now, with Chicagoland's weather extremes, you'll save money. Gilkey was recognized again in 2019 by Window and Door Magazine as one of the top 100 manufacturers of windows in the entire country. Right now, you can take $250 off per window and take $700 off patio and entry doors, or no money down and no interest for 12 months. How about you visit one of their two showrooms? They have one in Chicago Ridge. It's open Monday through Saturday, and the Palatine one is open 7 days a week, even Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. To learn more or to set up a free... Okay, I'm going to just say something that it's been bothering me for months. You know what I'm going to say? Okay. Joe, are you listening? In Palatine, it's open 7 days a week, even Sunday. Well, then aren't I making the point? Shouldn't it say, it's open 7 days a week, Sundays, from 10 a.m. to, like, don't tell me it's Sunday. I love the Gilkey people, but this is just a grammar thing. It's open 7 days a week, even Sunday. Are there more days than seven? Is Sunday the eighth day? That's the Beatles song.
Even Sunday, like, hey, even Sunday.
7 days a week. Lindsay, it's open even 7 days a week. Our Ace Hardware stores are open 7 days a week.
Yeah, even Sunday. I don't.
We know it's Sunday. It's 7 days. There's still 7 days in a week.
That's kind of that's a bonus that it's open. Like a,
I know, but hey. I would like it to say, these Gilkey windows are great. This is what I wanted to say. I wanted to say, in Palatine, they're open 7 days a week. Sundays from 10 to 4. Just like that. Right? If you're going to give the hours, go there on Sunday. Don't go at 9 because they're not open. They're open to 10 to 4. Learn more. Set up a free no-obligation in-home visit and estimate. Call Gilkey at 888-3-GILKEY. That's 888-3-GILKEY. This might be the last Gilkey commercial I read. Or check them out online at Gilkey.com. Choose vinyl or choose fiberglass. Just be sure to choose Gilkey. 7:24 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. We're going to send out a House Smarts Radio hat. Don, you're going to get a hat by Cobblestone Remodeling, Chicago's premier design build company for kitchens, baths, additions, siding, windows. Working remotely, maybe you don't have enough room? Let Cobblestone Remodeling create an ideal workspace for your home. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com or call 773-661-0606. Don, how may I help you?
Hey, Lou, thanks a lot for the hat, and I had Cobblestone come out to give me a price on gutters.
Perfect. That's great. But what's going on today?
Well, the question I got is, I'm thinking about raising my driveway to meet my garage floor. It's dropped about 3.5 inches. One question, can you make it completely level, or does it have to be a half inch down? And the second part, do you use slurry now, or do you use polyurethane? They got both out there.
Are you, so this is a concrete drive?
Correct.
And the part that has sunk, is it, in other words, that section of it, is it for the most part one solid piece and like if you could just lift it up, it would go up?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, I have two separate garage doors, so they're going to lift up both sections, but they're separate concrete.
No, you can go. I mean, it's not a bad idea to have a little bit of a gap. I mean, but I'm talking a half an inch, but you can go absolutely flush. That as long as the pitch is correct, Don, that's important. And, you know, I'll tell you, this whole advent of the polyurethane, something that the PermaSeal folks do now, it's like precision. It's like it comes out of a syringe. They can just bring it up, and because the polyurethane, literally, as it's raising up, it's sort of almost immediately setting in place so that they can get the almost exact, well, really, the exact level that you want. And they claim that you can drive on it just after a few hours, which, I mean, you can. I would, if it were me, I would just stay off of it overnight, you know, just to make sure it all sets up. But I would get an estimate from them for sure to see, you know, what it would cost you to do that. And if you want to make it completely level and flush, that's fine. They can do that as well, just so long as it's pitched properly. Don, thanks so much for the phone call. 877-213-4LOU is the number. This is Carrie, who's in Sycamore. Hi, Carrie. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hey, morning, Lou. Hey, I got a question. Well, first of all, congratulations to Lindsay on her 10th anniversary. We just celebrated our 30th, and they're going to fly by, so enjoy it.
Yeah,
congratulations.
The second time will go faster than the first, and the third will go faster than the second, so enjoy every minute of it.
Amen.
So, Lou, I had a question about a water softener. We have pretty hard water out here in Sycamore. The last couple times I've filled up the softener with salt. A couple days later, I check on it, and there's a lot of water in the brine tank on top of the salt. It seems to be working. I mean, the water, I can pretty much tell when there's no salt in it because, you know, your soap doesn't lather.
You can
stuff
feel
like that.
It, right, yeah.
You can feel it, yeah, exactly. So it's working, but I don't think it's really efficient. I guess there's not supposed to be that much water on top of the salt. Looking online, some people say to clean the brine tank. And any ideas what I should do?
Okay. What's the age of your water softener?
Oh, geez. We've lived here for 8 years. Previous, it's probably 20.
And how many people live in the house?
Just me and my wife.
Okay.
But it is a big house.
But it's just the two of you using probably one bathroom.
Yeah, right.
And do you know how often it regenerates?
It's one of the early automatic ones, so it's, I think it regenerates every day, but it's supposed to, you know, it's one of the early automatic ones, so it kind of does it automatically, but I think it pretty much does it every day or day and a half or so.
Okay, so one of the things that's on water tanks, or water softeners rather, is there's a setting on some of them called a backwash, which is something that has to occur. It normally happens by itself, but you know those lines and everything that go into this thing, you may just need to clean all that out. And with the kind of the trick with the brine tank and the water is you're supposed to put enough salt in there so you don't see that water.
Right.
Now you should only have, you know, that brine tank is probably stomach high or so in the basement.
Yeah, it's a little bit tall.
The water should not even be a third, like probably a quarter of that should be water, and then you got to put enough salt in there to cover that water. Now the backwash, see if there's a setting on there, and quite frankly, it should not generate more than once a day. So if this has a timer on there, make sure that with those timers, there's typically pins on it, and take a look and make sure that it's only regenerating once a day with two people. And that should be plenty. And then you should prolong the life of the salt from that point. But if you can't quite seem to get it right, then it might be worth a service call from a professional. There's a company that we've talked to on the air before, Suburban suburban water.
Water
what is it?
Softener.
Yeah, suburban water softener. The guy, super knowledgeable, like he's a savant when it comes to this kind of stuff, and it would be worth having him come out and take a look at it. Thanks so much for the phone call. It's 7:30 in the morning.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini.
Got up in the attic the next rain to look around and found a specific point of a leak right where the chimney comes out the roof. So I immediately thought, it's probably a flashing issue. We called a...
And did you kind of hike up your pants at that point? Because you're like, oh, yeah, it's probably a flashing issue.
Yeah, not a problem.
Yeah, honey, don't worry, I can handle it. I can handle it. You're kind of looking like Don Knotts in the Andy Griffith Show.
Exactly.
Right. Well, you know, I think it's a flashing detail. And all I need is a little caulk, and I'm all set, honey. I think I need to take a nap.
Now back to your host on House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back, Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio, 7:37 in the morning. Lindsay, can you do a little research later on and find out, you know, Orion Samuelson is retiring after 60 years on WGN Radio, which is just amazing. Congratulations, Big O. And I know that we have a special phone number set up at the station where people can call in and like leave a little audio thing. You don't have to tell me right now, but a little bit later on, I want to promote that so that people can go there. You can call, and if you've been a fan of Orion, you know, over the years, and you know, obviously trusted his advice, and I want to give out that information coming up a little bit later on this morning. And I have a little audio tribute to Orion as well that Lindsay put together for me, which was I'll share with you maybe after 8 o'clock. This morning, we'll do that. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568 is our phone number. This is Deb in McHenry. Deb, good morning.
Hi, Lou.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm going to replace the drywall in my garage, and I was wondering what you think about those slat walls made of PVC to put on there so you can hang things up.
Instead of doing drywall, or are you going to do the drywall and put that over the top?
Yeah, on top of the drywall.
I mean, I think that they're awesome because if you do that, and if you, like, let's say that you, you know, there's a couple ways to do it. You can do the whole wall, and then you can hang stuff everywhere. But the reality of it is you're not going to put anything down by your ankle. But you could do a couple of sheets of it, or two or three sheets, and then you can put hooks anywhere. And it gives you just this great flexibility. It looks really cool. And I believe... Okay. Some manufacturers offer those, Deb, in a 4x8 sheet. What's the story with your drywall that you need to replace it?
It's just old. It's all falling apart.
Yeah.
And not the whole garage.
Wait, are you talking about your drywall or are you talking about me, mold and falling apart? Who are you talking to?
Just the garage.
Just
wall.
The garage. Okay, okay. Just making sure. Okay. So the other thing.
Is there a particular?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, is there a particular brand or anything, or are they basically in the winter would they crack?
No. It's typically made. What they do with that? Well, a lot of that stuff. It's about 3/8 of an inch thick. It is an MDF board, which is a medium density fiber board, and then they put a melamine over the top. Basically, the white finish is like a countertop, almost like, right? And then they run it through a machine to router out the grooves. It's probably 1/2 inch thick. And then you literally screw it or nail it up to the wall, and you want to make sure that you're installing it onto the studs. You know, one other thing too is, are you having the this professionally done?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's ever been a time where you're like, man, I wish there was an outlet over here, you may want to think about that.
Okay.
Because now you're going to take the drywall
down. That's right.
Right. And now it's like, hey, could I add an outlet over here? I could plug in whatever. And so it's a great time to consider doing that as well.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because I'm also thinking about having a sink, hot and cold running water put in there too.
That you're going
to. As long as I'm doing all these changes.
That you're going to drain in the winter.
Nice to have water in the garage.
Yeah, but you're going to drain it in the winter?
Yeah. I mean, have one of those. Release it in the basement so he can drain out.
Perfect. That's cool. Yeah.
Any standing water.
I love that idea. Look at you. Living large, okay. Dab. Living large. I love it. Thanks so much for the phone call. 877-2134-LOU, 877-213-4568. This is Alice, who's in Chicago. Alice, good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. Hi. My question to you is, I've got water-based baseboards, you know, the things that go along the wall, and underneath it, to the floor, the wood floor, there's a gap, and when I take a flashlight and look, I can see basically the brick. What can I use to insulate that? Because sometimes I can feel cold air, and once in a while, which is kind of like this time of the year, we get mice running, coming out from them.
Okay.
Can I use that great stuff?
Well, wait, hold on a second. So you've got hot water baseboard heat, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And these are, and the, your radiators, are they the metal fin tube? Is that what you have? Or is it cast iron?
I think they're, well, it's old, but I think they're cast iron.
Okay.
Well, they might be metal. I'm not sure.
What color are they?
You mean the pipes or
no,
the
baseboard? No. What you see, is it like a metal white that runs horizontal and you have like a little slat at the top and then the where that bottom is? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want you to look closely at this, and when you go with the flashlight, look at the top. If you see like a copper pipe and a bunch of metal fins, okay, you have what's called metal. Here she goes. Okay, you have what's called. There you go. It's called metal fin tube. The problem is, Alice, is that I need that gap on the bottom because that's how the air flows when the pipe heats up. So the physics behind this is the pipe gets nice and hot. It draws that air, and the air comes up through the fins. It gets heated, and then it permeates up into the space. If you close up that bottom, the fin tube isn't going to work properly.
No. I'm not talking in... You know, the white thing that goes across, I'm talking underneath it.
I know, but the problem is if you were to put, like, great stuff in there, it's going to expand bigger than, it's going to expand more than you want it to. So in order, if it is, in fact, metal fin tube, the front cover.
It is metal.
Okay, so all those covers that you see come off. So that when you when you take the front covers off, all you'll be left with is the metal part that's connected to the wall. There's like a backing of metal that's connected to the wall. And then there is the metal fin tube that you'll see that has like clips holding it together. Now, underneath that portion where you see brick or whatever, this would be a painstaking thing to do. But you could take rigid insulation, which is, you know, like a, it's like a imagine a piece of plywood, but it's a piece of insulation that's, let's say, half inch thick. If you have that much gap, you would you'd cut that with a utility knife to fit into that spot where, you know, you're like, wow, right there, I get some mice coming in there. Look at the gap between the floor and whatever. You may be able to tuck that in. They make this rigid insulation that has a foil face to it. And if you put that on there and you put the foil side facing you in the room, you could put that in there and then you could caulk it and caulk that gap. So you'd get two things working for you. It would reflect the heat up. It would actually make the radiator more efficient for you. It would seal that cold air that comes through, meaning that the air that's circulating through the radiator wouldn't be as cold, and the boiler wouldn't run as often. And you get the benefit of keeping the rodents out too.
Okay, so it's called rigid.
Rigid,
okay. And then I can
half inch rigid insul. Here's what you're writing down. Half inch foil faced rigid insulation. And if you go to one of the big box stores, it comes in a 4x8 sheet. But you can cut it in half to put it in your car with a utility knife. You just cut it with a utility knife.
Okay.
It weighs.
And that could go behind that whole metal wall, metal
100%
covering.
But you're going to cut it. You're going to cut it in like a strip to fit in there.
Okay. Okay, then after that, I can caulk it. What would I caulk it with?
Silicone. Or actually, you know what you're going to caulk it with? You're going to caulk it with a product called Lexel. L-E-X-E-L. It's an adhesive and a caulking, and it'll hold up to the heat. Not that it gets that hot. I mean, the water's only 160 degrees.
Right. Okay, and it should keep the mice out, and it should warm up the place, right? Yep.
100%. And you know what? You know what's okay. Even better is that it's going to make you happy. It's going to make you happy.
Yes. yes, it will.
Alice, okay. All I'm worried about this morning is making sure that you're happy. Are you happy?
I'd be happier if you could do it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Look at that. We just lost Alice. Thanks so much for calling. Appreciate you calling this morning. It's 7:47 in the morning. Our Noodaloo 2 is coming up, and it's a great way for you to listen to House Smarts Radio and your favorite music. Don't go away. We'll be right back. WGN.
There are countless Bluetooth speakers to choose from on the market these days, right? So if audio companies want people to take notice, they've got to do something pretty unique, which is why this week's Noodaloo 2 caught our eye. Measuring about 3 inches high, 2.25 inches wide, and only about an inch deep, the Musen Wild Mini Speaker is an ultra-compact speaker that is small enough to carry in the palm of your hand, but punches way above its class in build and sound quality. This little speaker features a high-quality body made from high-density zinc alloy and a design inspired by military radios, so it looks like it could be right out of World War II. With the exception of a couple trim pieces and buttons, everything on the Wild Mini is made from metal, so it ain't light. Combined with the weight of a battery that can last up to 6 hours at full volume, this little speaker feels incredibly substantial and weighs in at over half a pound. It reminds me of that line the genie in Aladdin says. A lot of power from a tiny little space.
Phenomenal cosmic power!
The Musen Wild Mini Bluetooth speaker is actually only available for pre-order right now on Kickstarter. The MSRP for the speaker is going to be about $99, but there are still a number of super early bird and early bird deals starting at $69 and $79. You can find out more about this Musen Wild Mini Bluetooth speaker at Musen, M-U-Z-E-N, audio.com. I'll put all the information up on Lou's Facebook page and his Instagram page. Shipping starts for this little guy in November. Hey, just in time for the holidays. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Okay, this is the best Bluetooth speaker you're going to buy. Honest to goodness, you could also use this thing as a weapon. Like if you needed to protect yourself and you were walking with your Bluetooth speaker, if you hit somebody with it, it's a half a pound. The way if you took a dollar bill and you folded it over, that's about the size. It's actually a little bit smaller. It has a flashlight on it. The sound quality is amazing. It reminds me of like a military radio. It kind of has that look. Did I say it has a flashlight? It has a flashlight, too. It has like a little light on it. And when you first connect it, when you turn it on and, you know, you connect to your phone or whatever you're going to connect to, it goes beep, 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 which is pretty cool. And I am amazed by the sound quality. So
this was loud enough. Like you can put it and it's got a good volume.
So my future daughter-in-law, Amy, when it first came, you know, came in a box. I don't know if the box they sent it to us because it was a promotional thing. It was kind of a cool, like almost like a military.
No, I think it does come in that.
Oh my gosh, the box alone. You know how when you buy iPhone, their boxes are really good? Like, you know, the phone costs you $1,000, but they spend a lot of money on the cardboard.
Yes.
Well, there's a cool box that's like you're getting some, you know what it is? It's like you're like in the movie Bridge of Spies, and they're handing you like a case, that, you know, like Mission Impossible, like the reel-to-reel is running inside of it. And inside this box, which is probably four times the size of the radio, you open it up and there's the teeny tiny little radio inside of it, right? Just like you did. Awesome power in a teeny tiny little box. So the music that comes out of this thing is amazing. What did you say? You pre-order for $69?
I think when it's finally on the market, which is just next month, it's $99. But right now you can pre-order
it. What was the first set of Bluetooth speakers that came out? I remember when the kids were young. They were rectangular. We still have them.
Oh, Jambox?
Yeah. Do they still make those? Those are probably $100 or $70. So it's within the pricing. This is so much cooler. Like, if you're going to do it.
Great gift.
Great gift idea. Love it. Are you going to put it up on Facebook?
Yes.
Good. Check it out. Musin. I love it.
And there's Musin, like, Wild.
Musin Wild. And it's got this. And here's the other thing, too. On the side of it says 1964, which was the year I was born. So if nothing else, say, oh, look, and that was when Lou was born. Good year, 64. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Let's talk with Mike, who's in Roselle. Hey, Mike, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
213-4LOU. 877-213-4568.
3, 2, 1. In Roselle. Hey, Mike. There's Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Not bad. Hey, I was wondering, I recently, well, actually yesterday, I had a plumbing issue. I had a saddle valve that sits above the hot water tank, and it feeds into the humidifier that was leaking.
Okay.
And I had it replaced with a 6-foot piece of soft copper tubing. And, you know, Friday night, not a lot of plumbers around. And I was wondering if, you know, what you think a ballpark estimate could be for fixing something like that, you know, having a plumber come over for an hour and just replacing just the tubing itself.
Well, I think what the plumber will probably do is they'll, you know, the saddle valves are, they're just not that reliable. And so if I was going to have a plumber come out, I'd have him cut that. Let me ask you this. Is it connected to like a half inch piece of copper right now?
It's connected. The plumber did come out and do the job.
They did it. So, but did they put on a real valve? Yeah. Did they cut and put a T and put a real valve?
No. He just put got rid of the nylon hose.
Oh, and just put a piece of soft copper.
Put a new copper.
Well, I mean, so you called him in an emergency to come out and do that on a Friday night?
Well, it was about 3:30 in the afternoon, and this company, which I won't name.
But are you asking me as to like what the to make you feel better about what it would cost? My guess is it could easily be a $300, if not more, service call.
Okay. Okay. All right. A little more than that, but I was just curious. I know, you know, plumbing on a Friday night is not cheap.
No. And the thing is with that, I mean, Mike, I mean, the point is that I got to get a plumber. I got to get somebody with the expertise to come out. And whether it's fixing that line, I got a truck, I got insurance, I got a plumber that, you know, doesn't work for free. And so, you know, it's easily $300-$500 for something like that. And what's unfortunate for a lot of people is like, oh, it took you 5 minutes. Well, yeah, but it's 5 minutes you didn't know how to do, and you're paying for the expertise with this person, which is why, you know, that's what you pay for. You're paying for their expertise to do the work. Thanks so much for the phone call. 7:58, we'll take a quick break and be right back.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini. Here he is now on House Smarts Radio.
Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. I'm wondering if your love's still strong. Ooh, baby, yeah.
Welcome back.
I'm yours.
Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. Get up. This hour of House Smarts Radio is sponsored by Ace Hardware and by Dykstra Home Services.
Ooh, baby.
877-213-4LOU is our phone number. 877-213-4568. Let's go to Chris. Chris, are you in? Are you in? Is this Chris or Mike?
Chris.
Hi, Chris. Where are you calling from, Chris?
Mokina.
How may I help you?
I admire my bathroom, and I did, like, 2 weeks ago, moved my shower and bathtub different place. I did all the plumbing and everything. I think was fine. Yesterday, I have one sink, and I want to put two of them. I make extension to put another one, And after that, I playing with the water, I hear him banging in the wall.
Okay.
And I don't know, I cannot figure out what's going on. I open even a little hole above the bathtub, checking the any pipes moving. Everything is solid, it's not moving. That way, I don't know, I drain the water and open again, and the same thing. I don't know which way to go, how to fix it.
When you drain the water, okay, let me ask you this. When you did all this plumbing, you did you did new plumbing pipes in the walls?
Yes.
Okay. And that's all copper?
Yes.
Did you put compression chambers coming out?
12 inches.
All right, perfect. Okay. Yes. So here's what I want.
Same on the where the sinks are, where the shower is, in both places.
Got it. Okay, so let's try this. I want you to turn the main off one more time.
Yes.
And you need to open every valve in the house and flush all the toilets. And like, do you have a do you have a basement sink?
No.
Okay. So the, whatever the lowest thing is in the house, maybe a spigot outside or something, open everything up until no more water comes out.
Okay.
Then close everything. Then slowly open the main valve back up, and then you're going to have to take the aerators off because you'll loosen up some more sediment. We just got to get air inside those chambers, and if you put all those chambers in there, then you shouldn't have the hammering. And also, hopefully when you did all the piping, you said you think you did a nice job, you anchored everything tightly, correct?
Yes. And I even opened the wall, check for sure, it's nothing moving.
Okay.
And everything's tight.
Okay. I want you to try all that, and I think it'll work, okay?
Thank you.
Wait, one second before you go, because you have a fabulous voice and a fabulous accent. I want you to do something for me. Will you please?
Yes.
All right, I want you to say, if you can remember this, you're listening to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
You listen to Lou Manfredini on Smart Radio.
Perfect.
And he always can help you.
Perfect. That's perfect. Thank you. I appreciate your phone call. And I really, that is a great voice. That was amazing. It was great. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Let's talk to Michael, who is in West Chicago. Michael, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hey, Lou. I'm replacing 8 glass panes in a wooden storm door, and I ordered and received laminated glass instead of tempered glass, and the laminated glass is 1/4 inch thick. The depth of the rabbet or so is 3/8 inch, so there's not enough room to bed it in with glazing compound, plus when I just put the glass pane in there, there's only 1/8 inch to put glazing compound on the outside. So should I go ahead and just reorder tempered glass for it?
Wait. Now, the laminated, I mean, that's a safety glass as well.
Yeah, but it's double.
But it's too double thick. Thickness. It's double thick. I see.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't think about that.
Okay. I mean, the problem with typical glazing, you won't have enough meat in that. Where is this pane of glass going? Where is this frame going?
It's an insert that goes into a wooden storm door. It's in the summer, there's a screened insert that you can put in the door, and then this goes in when the colder weather comes. And also, I weighed the 8 panes of glass that I got. They weigh 22 pounds.
Oh,
that's
another
thing. I'm thinking it's too heavy for that.
Well, the closer will have a hard time, too. I mean, I hate for you to have to reorder it, but I think that's what you're going to have to do.
Yeah, I was afraid of that. But I just wanted to get...
Yeah, the problem is with just that little bit of space on the... of what's left, you know, after you put the push pins in to hold everything in place, without enough substrate on there. So you're left with 1/4 inch? That's what you have left?
No, 1/8 inch.
Oh, yeah, forget it.
Left.
Yeah, it'll just, whatever you put in there. I mean, here's the other thing. You could, Well, are you going to paint it?
It's already, it's already painted and all.
What's it painted? What color? What color?
White.
I mean, you could caulk it.
Uh-huh. Oh, caulk it?
You could, I mean, if you're good, you could caulk it and, the glazing is going to face inside or outside?
Outside.
I mean, you could caulk it. The glazing's just there to, you know, the glazing was invented before caulk, right? And so all it's doing is sealing out the weather. And if you used a good exterior, like DAP makes a good window and door caulk, you could caulk it, use your finger to tool it nice and smooth, go all the way around. I am worried a little bit about the weight. To your point, I mean, because the tempered glass won't weigh that much, but you could caulk it.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, thanks, Lou.
Give it a try. I appreciate you calling this morning. Okay, I wanted to talk a little bit about Orion Samuelson. You know, there's a phone number that you can call. That if you have an audio memory, I guess, of what it is, right? I mean, you know, here when you're in this business of the radio business, to have someone that has been at one radio station for 60 years, it's just amazing. It really is something else. And people can call this number at WGN Radio, and you can share a memory that, you know, we'll probably use them in promos. We'll share them with Orion, I'm sure. The number is 312-222-5579. 312-222-5579. I was thinking, you know, what are the types of things, Lindsay, you think that people would be saying? You know, like, I'm a farmer and I'm out there, you know, listening to you in the morning, right? Stuff like that, right? And I was thinking, you know, what? Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Say, similar to you, you know, I've woken up with Orion.
Oh my
for,
gosh.
You know, as I was long thinking as I can
that,
remember.
Right. And so then, you know, if you think about what he has done, you know, it's good that he can probably just relax at this point after 60 years, right? But the sounds that I think of, that I think Orion would want to hear, would be sounds like this. Right? Those are like the sounds that he would, there's a duck, right? And the horse, right? These are the things that are the sounds of Orion's. All these years as a farm broadcaster, amazing. And then soon, he doesn't have to do this anymore. And I don't know what he does as a hobby, but I'm going to say that what he needs to do is get a hold of a good fishing pole. And then he needs to go out, enjoy himself, hear the sounds, and then go enjoy. Congratulations, Orion. 60 years at WGN Radio. You're a legend. You don't just throw that word around a lot, but you truly are. So congratulations on 60 years here. I hope you have a great retirement, and you get to go do a little fishing. 8:19 in the morning. Time now to hear from Lindsay about what's new at Builder Supply Outlet.
Thanks, Lou. Want to add luxury to your bathroom? Nothing beats the beauty and durability of granite or quartz. Adding a new vanity top can be transformative. With over 400 classic shades and textures, you're bound to find one to suit your style. With prices starting at $225, including porcelain undermount bowls, you can even afford to replace your tired vanity with one of the 800 that Tom has available. Premier quality at outlet pricing. You can't beat it. Don't miss out on what's new at Builder's Supply Outlet.
WGN. The Midwestern University Multi-Specialty Clinic in Downers Grove is open and able to meet your comprehensive healthcare needs. With patient safety as a number one goal, the clinic has taken a variety of steps with you in mind, including telehealth appointments for some services. Their wide range of patient-centered healthcare includes a dental institute, family medicine clinic, speech language institute, physical therapy institute, and eye institute. Learn more at mwuclinics.com or call 630-743-4500. The Midwestern University Clinic, your family's home for healthcare.
Hi, this is Rich Dykstra. When's the last time you had your furnace professionally cleaned? The new high-efficiency furnaces need more than a dust and clean. They need a professional tune-up. Call us at Dykstra Home Services now for our preseason special. For only $89, we'll completely service your furnace for winter. Call today, 800-421-3220, or visit DykstraHomeServices.com. We also have affordable maintenance agreements available. Call 800-421-3220, or visit DykstraHomeServices.com. Dykstra Home Services, Chicagoland's premier heating and cooling company for over 94 years.
Saturdays on WGN-TV, your go-to show from those in the know. Chicago Football Weekly, Saturday nights at 6 on WGN-TV.
Warmer weather in Chicagoland means it's home improvement season. ComEd wants you to know that electricity can jump from a power line to you and the tools you're using. So always maintain a safe distance from any power line when you climb up on a ladder to work on or around your home. If you can't keep a safe distance, you can call ComEd at 1-800-EDISON-1 to have them de-energize. They want your next commercial or DIY project to be successful and, most importantly, safe. Stay smart, stay safe, stay back. ComEd, powering lives.
You know what is a really amazing thing is modern plumbing.
You never know what you're going to get on this show.
I'm sitting on the couch, and Max had some friends over, and we have a powder room on the first floor, and this young man like, oh, Mr. Manfredini, where's your bathroom? Well, it's right through the door there.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini.
Young man goes in there, and so then I start thinking about modern plumbing.
He's always thinking.
And I'm thinking to myself, we really take modern plumbing for granted.
Outside the Lou.
This kid probably really regretted asking.
No. I just...
Do you have any idea how lucky you are?
Yeah.
And you, too, are the lucky ones, because he's taking your calls right here, right
Modern
now.
Modern plumbing is something to marvel at.
Now back to Lou.
You walk into a bathroom right now and it doesn't smell.
I do.
Right. I do.
Right here on House Smarts Radio.
It is amazing. Welcome back. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4LOU. My thanks to Lindsay for putting together that nice sounder because that was really well done. I earlier in the week, I just sent her a text message and said, I have an idea, because I was listening
to
John.
Can you give me a bed of music with a bunch of pig and farm
noises? Farm animal sounds. And like, this is the song I want you to use. And because I heard John Williams, you know, promoting the...
Phone number
and stuff. I'm like, oh, I go, that's nice. People are going to say that. I go, but these are the sounds of Orion, right? Those are those sounds.
I would have loved to see Lindsay's Google history search in the.
Joe, you have no idea. I mean, the stuff that I, you know, she'll be like,
Decoder ring.
She'll be like, decoder ring. What? Because I'll be typing too fast or something. And then, quite frankly, and I'm on a bike ride. I come up with a good idea. Right. Or when I could go to the Y, I would be on the treadmill and I would come up with some idea, or in the shower. And so Lindsay would be like, which one was it? I'm like, oh, it was it. Okay. What? Farm sounds. And I need this many seconds. So that was it. So that was the only conversation we had. And then she did it flawlessly. It's like we worked together.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Many years.
877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. This is Mike. Mike in South Bend. Right? Is this Mike? Mike.
Good morning, Lou.
Hi, Mike.
Luke, how are you doing?
I'm well. What's going on?
Well, my daughter-in-law has asked me to help her, in her words, freshen up a piano bench she just got. It's a 1917 vintage.
Wow.
And the bench matches a pianto. So there's kind of two problems I was going to ask you about. One is it seems to have been dropped on its corner, and it's a veneer finish,
yeah.
But the veneer is sort of about 8 inch thick. So I need to patch that. Luckily, it's on the vertical, in other words, the edge, about a 2 inch edge. But the second part is, I know you've talked in the past that there's a way to maybe refinish using a product that you're familiar with in steel wool as opposed to sanding it.
Right.
Which I don't want to do.
Right.
Because the color still needs to match the piano when we're done.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Oh, no, absolutely. Okay, so on this veneer, this part of the veneer that you're going to replace, how big of an area is that?
there's a corner that's damaged and then a midsection. So I'm going to have to replace from corner to corner approximately 24 to 26 inches.
Okay, so then you're going to buy some new veneer and you're going to re-veneer it?
Yes, that's the hope. I'll use a wood chisel and take it down to the solid wood behind that I can see now.
And you've done that kind of work before?
Never.
Okay. So, you know, what you're going to do is you're going to have to go to a specialty wood supplier and or possibly online. You're going to have to determine the species of the wood, right? So that we get the same type, the same type of veneer. It may not be as thick as that. You said it's like an eighth inch thick.
Yeah, it's really old.
The veneer probably won't be that thick. It's not that you can't get it, but what you'll be readily available to you there. You're going to need a roller, a laminate roller, to apply this, and you're going to basically use once you sand it all and you get it smooth. You know, the kind of the way you do this is you'll cut the veneer a little bit larger than what you need, and you're going to use contact cement that's designed for veneer that you'll spray on the backside of the veneer, and you'll spray onto the bench. And with someone's help, you're going to place this on top of it. And the trick is, once it's with the right veneer, the actual glue is dry when you put the two together. But when it bonds, it bonds. And so you actually may need a third set of hands, and you'll line it up, and you kind of start in the center, and then you'll roll it out with this roller to press it in place. And then that edge that you need to create typically gets done with a router.
Now
that's the hardest part you're going to do. Now here comes the easy part. You're gonna stain it, right? Whatever color that matching the piano, and you're gonna use a product called Howard's Restore a Finish and Quadruple Zero Steel Wool, and it comes in different finishes that will match whatever, you know. I'm envisioning that this is kind of like a walnut color.
Correct. Yeah. Yep. It's a traditional dark color like that.
So they'll have that dark walnut, and you can blend that in. But you will need to stain the top, and then you will also need to finish it. And since it's older, my guess is it's a oil-based polyurethane, and so you're going to want to use buy a small container of oil-based poly to go on the top of it to finish it off.
Okay. Yep. My wife's been taking good notes, so I've got all that down. Hey, Lou, the piano itself is sort of got a bit of a texture to the finish to it now. Like maybe the old, I'll call it the varnish, it's starting to kind of
crackle,
orange peeled a little bit.
Yep. The Howard, you can use the Howards on that as well.
Okay, perfect.
It actually was designed for this very thing, that crackling of the finish. And so it'll blend it all in. You go very gently with the quadruple zero steel wool. Then you wipe it with a cotton rag, and you'll be amazed. It really, you know, I've talked about this, that it was the secret of the antique world forever. Start in just one little spot, try it out, see, get the feel for it. You don't want to really bear down, because if you spend too much, Mike, if you push too hard, you'll take all the finish off, and then you'll have to go back and refinish it. But you just want to go nice and gently, even pressure, and that's great. You'll be really happy with the results.
Yeah. Hey, Lou, just so you know, I've told my daughter-in-law that whenever she's had a problem in the house, this is the way Lou would do it. So somehow she thinks I know what I'm doing, so I had to call you to bail me out again.
Listen to me. So, it'll be our little secret, father-in-law.
Yeah, thank you, Lou. Thank you so much for your help.
You got it. Take care. Appreciate you calling this morning. It is 8:30 in the morning. When we come back, we're going to talk to our friends over at Bath Fitter about maybe you're thinking about transforming that tub into a shower. We're going to talk a little bit about that and a lot more.
Hey, la, de, ding, dong.
You're tuned in to Lou Manfredini. He's taking your questions right here on House Smarts Radio.
Hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again. Or life could be a dream.
If only all my real quick before we get to our interview, yesterday, my father-in-law, Henry, turned 88 years old, which is amazing. Happy birthday, Henry.
Happy birthday, Henry.
But one of the things that we do when we want to listen to music a lot of times is we'll just tell the smart speaker to play a year, right? Do you ever do that? Where you're like, play music from 1976. We do a lot of 70s rock and stuff. So I said to the smart speaker, I go, play music from 1932, which was the year that my father-in-law was born. The first song was It Don't Mean a Thing If You Ain't Got That Swing. Shoo-bop, shoo-bop, shoo-bop. I'm like, that's an awesome song. 1932. Who knew?
It's a great playlist.
Okay, can I tell you something? So the songs that came through on 1932, so this is what I think is kind of neat about that. And, you know, there's a whole thing about what your soundtrack of your life is. And they say that whatever year you were, I think, between 14 and 16 years old, right, would be, that's your soundtrack. So like Joe Brand, that would be 2004, Joe? Is that right?
What'd you say, 14 through 16? I got to do the math. Yeah, no you're kind of on. Like 2006.
Okay, but so you think about like when you're in high school, that like that was the music you were really into. But then what I think is kind of cool is to think about the year you were born, that was the music your parents were listening to.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool, right? So my father-in-law, who was born in 1932, his parents coming back from the hospital, turning the radio on, the AM radio in 1932. It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. Right? That's cool.
Can you imagine his parents like bopping him around?
I don't know. Like, hey, we got this new son. Isn't that great? So happy birthday, Henry. It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. Okay. This is what I don't want you to do is swing in the bathroom. No swinging in the bathroom unless you have a really large bathtub or shower area. And maybe our next guest can help you with that. I don't know. It could be possible. Joining me on the phone line right now is Mike Turner. Mike Turner is the area development manager for our friends over at Bath Fitter. Mike, good morning. Welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Thanks, Luke. Good morning. Appreciate you having us on.
Yeah, thank you so much. You know, I know early on in this whole pandemic thing, people were very nervous about getting people to come into their homes. That has sort of transitioned away. I know that you guys are super busy, but you're also taking the right steps to keep people safe if they're looking to update their bathroom.
Absolutely. You know, in this whole new normal, our employees are dressed in, you know, the PPE that they need to wear. We have masks. We insist on social distancing. This is just not anybody coming into your home. It's one bath fitter trained expert who comes in. They're prepared. They prep the area. They'll clean everything. They'll fix everything properly that needs to be fixed. Yep. And then they'll begin with our bath fitter process.
That's awesome.
So start to finish, clean, and in and out.
So last time that we spoke on the radio, we talked mostly about bathtubs, but I'd like to talk to you a little bit about some of the shower solutions. I know a lot of people are thinking about transforming from a tub to a shower. That's something you guys can definitely help with, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's a great topic that you bring up, Lou. You know, demographically, we have a society that's aging. You know, and with that, they become a little less mobile. So it's difficult and it's unsafe for them to step in and out of a bathtub. So when we talk about converting their tub to a shower or a walk-in shower, you know, they might be moving in with their children. They may want to just stay in their home another 10 years as living in assisted facilities are very expensive. So we can turn a bathtub into a shower in a very, it's an easy process. It can be an easy access, low threshold shower for older individuals with disabilities. And when we say easy access, our showers are, they're ADA compliant, which means they're accessible as possible for people with a range of disabilities. We also look after the handicap. We can do roll-in showers. We really do have a solution for everyone out there, Lou, looking to take that next step.
Well, and I mean, I would imagine, too, Mike, that that involves placing grab bars that are securely mounted, right? I mean, so many people, when we talk about an aging population, those grab bars are so important, but you guys are going to ensure that those things, when they're mounted, are really secure.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when we come into the home and we give you that free consultation and we walk through your project, we look for grab bars. You know, we have accessories that can help, even a grab bar outside the shower. We have seats that we can put in to make bathing comfortable and really easy for the homeowner. And, you know, there's so many solutions out there, Lou. Honestly, the best thing is for people to have us in their home. Let us come in for that free consultation, and we'll design a bathroom that's perfectly safe and make life easy for them.
Mike, one of the things that, you know, I hear from people all the time, when we you know, we're here promoting Bathfitter, and I think the systems look great. And, you know, you talk about that one-piece wall system, but there's this perception that, well, you know, it's not going to feel right when I'm standing in there. What, you know, what happens with water gets underneath it? I mean, can you talk a little bit about the fact that how you measure these things out, how they literally fit like a glove, and you really sort of eliminate all those concerns?
You know, great question, Lou. So Bathfitter has over 700 different types of tub molds. We can custom design any shower. We make and manufacture our own product. So there's nothing that we can't do. Our seamless wall is watertight. When we put in your liner, we put in that shower base. It's custom made to fit your space, which means it's 100% solid. We make sure that we prep underneath, because prep is the most important thing. So we prep underneath. We make sure we have a solid base. We put in a pan that allows for a little bit of cushion so it's comfortable. And, you know, we can literally do any bathroom anywhere.
And when you talk about that wall system, that one piece wall system, does that mean that the kind of the U shape in a typical bath is all like one piece, so there's no vertical seam?
Exactly. So and here's the beautiful thing about our one piece wall system is that, you know, from ceiling to your tub or your shower base, there is no caulking other than the top and bottom. So you don't have that mold and that you know, grout and that grub that's sitting in the corners of your wall,
right?
Which also means, especially for an aging population like we just talked about, it's very easy to clean. We give you an approved cleaners list. It's literally wipe and wash and done. So there's a lot of benefits to our one-piece seamless wall.
And you know what's amazing about your approved cleaner list? I was on your website looking at that. There's a lot of cleaners on there. Like, you know, people are very particular about their cleaners. Oh, I only use this. But chances are, the cleaners on there, it's not just like one or two things. There's like a dozen different cleaners you could use.
Oh, there's upwards of 40.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, the beautiful thing about that approved cleaners list is we bring them in, we test them on our product, so we know that cleaner list, our product will last forever. And that's why we give everyone a lifetime guarantee based on our product, because we know our product is going to hold up to whatever you use as long as it's on that approved cleaners list.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's really good-looking stuff, and I think that if you're looking to transform your space, whether you're thinking about changing a tub to a shower or just relining the whole thing to make it look so much better and really, you know, quite frankly, add value to your home, this is definitely a solution. Mike, how do people get started?
So best thing to do, Lou, is you can go on bathfitter.com. You can play with our design-your-own bathroom. Have one of our consultants come out. It's free. It's a free consultation. We'll work around your schedule. We'll come out when our customers are available, and we'll provide an exact to the penny quote. We don't quote high and then come back down and drop our price. And you know, Lou, for your audience, we've been partnering. We love the show. We've increased our offer. You know, normally we do $450, but we're going to offer your customers $500 off for listening today, and we're going to increase that and add another additional $100. So we're going to give them $600 off because they're a loyal supporter of Lou Manfredini, which is the best thing going in Chicago.
That's very kind of you. All right, so they go to bathfitter.com to find that information, or how about a phone number as well?
Yeah, everything's on the website, Lou.
If they go to
bathfitter.com, we have numbers on the website. They can also call our locations directly in Makena, Lombard, and Northbrook. We have our ladies in the office waiting for the phone calls as we speak.
Mike, thank you so much. Mike Turner is the Area Development Manager for Bathfitter, giving us some information about why Bathfitter might be the perfect choice for remaking your bathtub. Thanks so much for taking the time this morning, Mike.
Lou, appreciate it. It's always a pleasure to be on your show, and don't forget to wash behind your ears, eh?
Always, and wash your hands. I like that, too. Thanks, Mike, so much. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. You know, it's the fall season. Don't get tripped up by the uneven concrete around your home, right? Hey, it's me, Lou Manfredini. Whether it's a sunken or cracked sidewalk, porch stoop, driveway, patio, those problems will only get worse. But there is an easy solution. Call PermaSeal today, 800-421-7325, and ask them for a free inspection. Their poly-level service can raise and level sunken concrete quickly and effectively, putting an end to eyesores and dangerous trip hazards. PolyLevel is the quickest, least expensive, and most durable system to repair your sunken concrete problems. Don't live with a potentially dangerous situation. Call PermaSeal today for a free inspection. They have financing programs that allow you to have the work done now and pay for it in 18 months without interest. PermaSeal has been a trusted name for over 40 years and has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't be scared of replacing your sunken or broken concrete. Raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net. That's 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net. Robert Andreas was a World War II veteran who served in the 82nd Airborne Division. Ooh, I'm reading such a good book about World War II. In 1956, Robert became a bricklayer in Cicero. A few years later, Robert began to focus on concrete, and with his sons Bobby, Brad, and Byron, Robert Andreas and Sons Concrete Contractors was born. In the beginning, it was his three sons and a laborer doing all the work by hand. Today, Robert Andreas & Sons is a company with state-of-the-art equipment that can handle the smallest residential project all the way up to the largest industrial or commercial jobs. As owners, Byron oversees the company's operations. Debbie, his sister, oversees the company's administration. Byron's daughter, Sarah, the third generation, handles sales and marketing. Now, fall is the ideal time to have Andreas & Sons install or repair your driveway, sidewalk, patio, or steps. Do yourself a favor. Contact Andreas & Sons, a true family-owned business. You can call them at 708-863-5735 or visit andreasconstruction.com. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number, 877-213-4568. This is Marge in Carroll Stream. Hi, Marge.
Hi, Lou. So nice talking to you.
How may
can
I help you?
Can you hear me okay?
100%.
Okay, very good. I live in a townhouse community, and they just replaced my roof. And in my living room, I have a vaulted ceiling, and I had two windows up there, which they replaced. Now, between the window frame and the drywall, there's a space. And the roofer says they're not responsible for that. The association is not responsible. I don't know who to come out and take a look at that and see what has to be done. There's a gap in between the frame of the window and the wall.
Okay, Marge, so these are windows, so they're not skylights, they're windows.
They're skylights. Yes.
Okay.
They call them skylights,
so
yes.
They installed the skylights, but they did not do any trim work on the inside?
No, they did nothing on the inside. They just installed the windows.
Okay, and so...
And now there's a gap between the frame of the new window and the drywall.
The dry. Okay, I'm just. Okay, so when I'm looking up at your vaulted ceiling, I see the ceiling, which is drywall, and then the drywall goes up. There's like a square, like a cavity, right, that the skylight sits on top of. And that's that's the gap you're talking about.
Right, between the new window frame and the wall there.
Okay. And if you had to guess, I know you're on the ground, but how big is that gap?
You know, I don't know, but I had the roofing people come out, and they said it would probably take something like a little bit bigger than a quarter round.
Okay, so it needs a little piece of trim. Okay, so what we need is what we need is, Marjorie and Carol Stream. Okay, so Ace Hardware, the Ace Corporation now has launched a brand new service called Ace Handyman Services. Are you online at all?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I have an Ace Hardware near me.
Okay, so if you call that Ace near you, they should have information and a phone number, and this would be the perfect people to call. So they've got a bunch of a handyman service. It's under the ownership of Ace Hardware Corporation, and they've partnered with this company now that, and they've got, I think, about a half a dozen, maybe even a dozen now, technicians that are running around the Chicagoland area, and they can come out and give you a bid, a price to put in a piece of trim, caulk it all up, and then trim it up, and you have the, you know, you have the confidence to know that you're dealing with a legit company that can get this done for you. So call your local Ace and Carol Stream there. Say, hey, I was talking to Lou. He said you got the handyman service. I don't have the number handy. And they can get you somebody, and they should be able to come out and give you a bid to be able to do this for you.
Someone that would be able to go up to that vaulted, you know.
Yeah, they'd bring a big ladder, and you know they would come out and look at it first, and then they would say, okay, Marge, it's going to cost you this much money. You know, the problem with that job, Marge, is nobody wants it. So, meaning that, you know, it's such a small job, it needs to be kind of like a handyman service. So what I would tell you is if there's a few other things you want to get done at the house that you need, put that on your list too, because when you get them there, just to do this, now it's going to be involved. You said there's two skylights, so, you know, it may take them a couple hours to do all this work, but maybe if there's something else you have to have done, it would be a good idea to have them do it as well. Thanks so much for the phone call. 8:57 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Welcome back. Here's another one of my favorite things that I sell at my Ace Hardware store. The Milwaukee M18 Fuel Tool Combo Kit comes with a half-inch drill driver, the industry's most powerful drill, delivering up to 60% more power and is up to 2 times faster under heavy loads. The kit also includes 2 M18 red lithium extended capacity battery packs. That would be one of the things that you have no idea what I'm talking about. Like when you don't know what I'm talking about? It's got 2 M18 red lithium extended battery packs, bit holders, and a blow-molded, hard-sided Milwaukee red carrying case. The Power State brushless motor delivers 1,200 pounds of torque and 2,000 RPMs. That's what I'm talking about, baby. All the power to get the job done. And the impact driver with the different power modes can finesse screws into delicate material and drive them home in the toughest conditions. All this, and it's protected by a 5-year tool and a 2-year battery warranty. The Milwaukee M18 Tool Combo Kit offers the best in long-lasting performance and durability. To find these and other products, visit your local Ace store today or online at acehardware.com. Remember, Ace is the helpful place. And I want to remind you, too, real quick, 2020 marks my 25th anniversary at WGN Radio. Started back in 1995 as a guest on the Bob Collins Show. And in honor of the anniversary, well, we're giving you a chance to win some of my favorite things. Each week, we'll feature a different product or service you can win. Congratulations to Gregory Peters of Oak Park, who is the winner of last week's prize, a $300 Ace Hardware gift card for up to 5 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint. This week's prize, we were just talking about this, the Milwaukee M18 Fuel Tool Combo Kit.
Woo!
It comes with a half an inch drill driver, two M18 red lithium extended capacity battery packs, two belt clips, a Milwaukee red carrying case, and more. It's the industry's most powerful drill with up to 60% more power and is up to two times faster. The Milwaukee M18 fuel combo kit is available at your local Ace Hardware. Enter to win at WGNradio.com/contests. That's WGNradio.com/contest. This contest ends tomorrow, Sunday, at 11:59 p.m., so submit your entry today, sponsored by Milwaukee Tool. Available at your local Ace Hardware. Ace, the helpful place. And stay tuned next week when we announce the winner and next week's favorite thing.
This hour on House Smarts Radio, Lou's taking more of your calls live, and if he can't get through, he'll be taking some texts after the 9:30 news. 312-981-7200 is where you send them. Stay right here with Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Welcome to Ask a Plumber, brought to you by Plumbers 911 Chicago. Today we're speaking with Rob Hamling of Old World Plumbing, now part of Valley Fire Plumbing in St. Charles. Rob, tell us about Valley Fire Plumbing.
Valley Fire Plumbing is a proud participating member of the Plumbers 911 Chicago program. We are based in Chicago's North Side, and we provide quality residential plumbing services across the Chicagoland area. We also provide services to commercial businesses and multifamily units.
For those who own or maintain multifamily housing units, what types of plumbing challenges do they face?
When you live in a single-unit home and you clog your sink, you usually know what caused the problem. But when you manage multifamily housing, if one unit experiences a problem, it can cause unexpected headaches for the entire building.
When we come back, Rob will tell us about preventive measures to help avoid plumbing problems in multifamily units.
Broken pipes, clogged toilet, flooded basement? The professionals at Plumbers 911 Chicago are ready to answer your call. They'll get your plumbing job done right the first time. Their phones are open 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. That's 1-833-PLUM-911.
Rob, what can building owners do to prevent plumbing nightmares?
There are a number of preventative measures we recommend. First off, sewer or pipe replacement is a major undertaking for multifamily buildings, so it's smart to get your entire system inspected on a regular basis. We also recommend that you check for sewer leaks. If you notice unusual smells or standing water, inspect your plumbing for sewer trouble.
Any other tips for our listeners?
We also recommend that you have the building's water inspected regularly, particularly in older buildings. And you should consider installing drain screens. They are a proactive and low-cost maintenance item to prevent debris from ending up in the unit's water system. We recommend that you call Plumbers 911 Chicago to help evaluate your system to prevent costly plumbing emergencies.
Thanks for joining us, Rob. Remember, if you have a plumbing emergency, the professionals at Plumbers 911 are ready to answer the call. Go to plumbers911chicago.com.
If you are purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender. Meet Billy, truck driver, who called last August to pay off his debt. Team Hochberg explained to Billy his rate would be in the high fours because his credit scores were in the mid-600s. Billy did not care about the rate because he was paying off over $40,000 of debt and reducing his payment over $1,300 a month. When rates dropped in the spring, Team Hochberg helped Billy, whose scores were now over 740, drop his rate in the mid-threes, reduced his payments another $100 a month, and covered all his closing costs. If you would like to use your home's equity to pay off debt, reduce your interest rate, or shorten the term of your mortgage, call Team Hochberg now at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Please tune into Home Sweet Home Chicago, hosted by me, Saturdays at 10 a.m. Homeside Financial Legal Housing Lender, LMLS 112-4061.
This lady loves Lou.
And I've been listening to you forever. I love you, love you.
This guy, he loves Lou too.
I don't think I've missed a show except for when I was out of town.
Yep, another lover.
Good morning. I love your show. I look forward to it every Saturday.
But hey, that's not what this rejoin is about. We're not trying to oversell Lou. I'm just doing like a public service announcement.
You got a lot of love today. This is really good for my ego.
So now you decide for yourself. Back to your host, Lou Manfredini on House Smarts Radio. What's love
got to do? 9:10 in the morning. I love you people. Thank you so much for listening. Our phone number is 877-213-4-LOU. Sponsored by Ace Hardware and by PermaSeal Basement Systems. You know, we own a hardware store in Villa Park, and right next to the next community over is Lombard.
And talking about Ace, there's a grand opening happening this weekend. You can help celebrate the grand reopening of the Lombard Ace Hardware this Friday. Well, it was yesterday and today and tomorrow. Over the past 8 weeks, brand new Ace retailer Jim DeLuga and his family and the Lombard Ace team have done a phenomenal job of transforming the store into the area's first Ace Cornerstone location. Ace Cornerstone Ace store location. World famous donut trailer is going to be there. Man, we missed the donut trailer. We'll be on hand this morning from at 9 a.m. to satisfy your sugar and carb requirements.
Yum.
because during the pandemic, none of us have had enough sugar or carbs.
We all have those.
Oh, my gosh. How about the Reese's, dark Reese's Thins, your new favorite thing?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
How about them?
What?
Gone.
They're gone?
Well, of
last
course.
Last night, so my wife gives me three of them. She goes, here you go, three. 170 calories. You know, I got to be careful. I'm on the Seattle. Also on hand today will be super cool Rust-Oleum Rocket NASCAR stock car starting at 9 a.m. Stop by this weekend and wish Jim and his Ace team best wishes during the huge event. Lombard Ace Hardware is at 837 South Westmore Myers Road in Lombard. Congratulations, everybody. Hope it all goes well. 877-213-4LU is our phone number. 877-213-4568. Let's go back to the phone lines now. This is Sue in Arlington Heights. Hi, Sue. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
I'm looking to replace my interior doors. And I currently have flat doors, hollow core doors, and I want to replace them with maybe two-panel, three-panel Craftsman shaker style, along with the casing.
Okay.
But I want them to be wood. So I can look around and I can find white doors.
How smart are you?
Can I replace white doors,
first
but
thing?
Not wood.
Oh, hold on.
Okay, wait. You want wood so you stain it?
Correct.
Okay.
And I want somebody to be able to do that. I have quite a few doors. And my closet doors, I want them all to be the same. I find people that will do exterior doors and kitchens and bathrooms,
right,
but not doors.
Well, okay, so if you want to go look at doors, I would... what am I hearing? Who is that? I don't know. Okay, anyway... I want to, have you gone to Builder Supply Outlet yet?
I've called them, you know, because of the pandemic, I've been kind of doing phone. I've called them, but they have doors, but they don't have installers.
Right.
I want somebody that will be able to do it.
Right. Right. So, here's the thing. If you want to have the doors installed, how about this? Let's go to, how about you call Cobblestone Development, because they can help you with this. Actually, they did Lindsay's doors.
Okay.
They did, actually, this is perfect.
Okay.
Lindsay got her doors, right? Didn't you, Lindsay, get your doors from Builder Supply Outlet?
I did.
Right. And Cobblestone put them in. So call this number, 773-661-
okay.
0606.
Okay.
Now they can help.
Will they also remove paneling?
I think that if it's a, you know, that's not their focus of their work, but if they're doing a bigger job like that, it may be something that they help you do.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you're looking for the doors right now, but if you want to do the paneling and they're already there, it might be the type of thing that they would be willing to do as part of the project. But, I mean, they're not seeking out, you know, that kind of work in general, taking away
correct
paneling.
So if a person, you know, if I, you know, in the future I'm considering doing my kitchen as well, am I better off doing the whole project at once?
100%.
More economical to do it that way?
100%.
Really?
Because if you're going to... If you're going to mobilize the people to do all this work and they're already there, hey, I want you to replace these, I want you to remove these doors and retrim this and do all that. So now it's like, okay, that's X amount of dollars. And while you're here, could you remove this paneling? Sure, we can do that because we're there, right? And so I already have all the tools. I'm already there. And if it's a question of that takes me a half a day to do, I'm just making that up, and it's part of the larger project, then absolutely it's something you could talk to them about.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Cobblestone Development,
For the install. They can even help coordinate the doors if you wanted to, or you can go to Builder Supply Outlet and look at the doors there, and I think you'll be happy with that. They make really, really good stuff. Thanks so much for the phone call. 9:16 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be right back. WGN. Warmer weather in Chicagoland means it's home improvement season. ComEd wants you to know that electricity can jump from a power line to you and to the tools you're using. So always maintain a safe distance from any power lines. You know, whenever I carry a ladder, I always, like, I know where I'm going to go with the ladder, and I will walk outside to look up. You should do the same thing. You want to keep a safe distance from those wires. And now, if you're going to work up there and, you know, you're worried about it, you can call 1-800-EDISON-1 and ComEd will de-energize them. They want your next commercial or DIY project to be successful and, most importantly, safe. Stay smart, stay safe, stay back. ComEd, powering lives.
Good morning. You've got your radio tuned in to Lou Manfredini. Now back to your host right here on House Smarts Radio.
I don't need a whole lot of money.
In the morning, Lou Manfredini here with you. I was mentioning when I was reading the Robert Andreas and Sons commercial, because Robert was a World War II veteran, that I'm reading a book. Actually, I heard John Williams talking about this book a few weeks ago, and my lovely bride was kind enough to buy the book for me. It's called Countdown 1945, The Extraordinary Story of the Atomic Bomb and the 116 Days That Changed the World. There is such an auspicious beginning to this book that has to do with the death of Roosevelt and the assumption of the presidency by Truman, and it's just amazing the way it starts out. And I am, you know, I grew up with stories of World War II in my life because my parents were both teenagers during World War II, and my Aunt Rose in Italy during the war. And so it's something that was, it's always been a topic that has been something that I love to read about, and the struggles and the heartache and, you know, firsthand knowledge from my family and what they went through. This book about the development of the atomic bomb and literally the days, you know, the 100+ days before it dropped, is quite an amazing story. So it's called Countdown 1945. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568 is our phone number. This is Joe calling in from Wadsworth. Hey, Joe.
Yes,
good,
it is.
How are there? Hello there.
Is this Lou?
Yes, sir. How may I help you?
Hey, how are you? I have two challenges in front of me. One is we have a concrete driveway, and it's painted. We want to remove the paint if possible, because it's awful expensive doing it year in and year out. And I was wondering if you have any advice on that, or a company that we could contact to see how much it would cost.
Wow. It's a concrete driveway that's been painted for how many years?
Probably 15 years, and probably, I'd say, ourselves, we've been here about 12 years, and we've done it twice.
Huh.
We've blasted it clean, or as clean as you can get, and then painted over.
You mean with, like, a pressure washer?
Yes, absolutely, yes.
I mean, the only way you're going to get down to the concrete at this point is you're going to have to hire a sandblasting company to sandblast it, which will also,
okay,
which will also create a little bit of a potential pitting of the concrete itself. Now, is the concrete itself sound?
The concrete itself is sound. There is random pitting, maybe a half a dozen areas where it's pitted right
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
But that it's otherwise, there's no cracks, and
if you had to,
appears like it was. Go ahead.
No. If you had to guess, what's the width and the length of this thing?
It's probably about 30 feet in length and about 20 feet wide.
Okay, 30. So you got about 600 square feet.
Right.
You know, if you were going to replace that driveway, okay, if it's just a basic driveway, removal and replace, you know, you're probably talking about, you know, I'm going to say under 10 grand. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
If
right.
You, if, now, if you hire somebody to come out and sandblast it, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It may cost you $2,500 to do that. I'm just raw numbers. Now, I don't have the name of a sandblaster. Yeah. I don't have a name of a sandblaster in Wadsworth. You just have to look that up of somebody that could come out and do that. But you will have some. My point is, if you do this, I can't tell you what the surface is going to look like until they're like, you know, do a test area with it, right?
Sure.
And so you just got to ask yourself. You got to ask yourself what, how much money you want to spend. In other words, you're going to spend. Let's say you spend $2,500, and you're like, man, I don't really like how it looks. You know what I mean? And
then I'm going to paint it again.
Or you're going to seal it, and you're going to live with it. I mean, that doesn't make any sense, because the whole reason is you want to get done with this, right? And so,
correct.
What's the goal? What's the long term goal with the house? Are we sticking it? Are we sticking around? Are we going to sell it? What are we going to do?
We'll probably stick around here. I mean, I'm getting close to retirement. We'll probably stick it out for a while, but maybe within 5 years, we'll, you know, sell the house.
Right. I mean,
it boils down to cash and how it would look after sandblasting. Okay.
Right. And the thing is that if you go to sell this house, okay, they're going to be like, I mean, really? It's the painted driveway? What's up with that? You're going to give them a credit. I promise you, with a painted driveway, some buyer's not going to know what that means, and they're going to ask for a credit. And that credit's going to cost you $10,000. And that's a raw number. Okay. So now, if I'm going to replace the concrete, right now I got a brand new driveway, you're spending the same $10,000 or less, and you get to enjoy a nice driveway.
Okay. All right. So I think I'll look for some quotes on the driveway itself.
So I was our sponsor, AndreasConstruction.com. Go there and start with those guys. They can give you an estimate and start with them, and then get a couple quotes on that and see, just like you said, what it's looking like, and then you can make that decision, like you said, whatever cash is available. Appreciate the phone call. Let's talk to John, who's on the north side. Hey, John, good morning. Oh, hold on. My fault. John, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call, Lou.
Yeah, what's up?
So I've reached an impasse with trying to mount a flat-screen TV on a wall in an apartment that I recently moved into on the north side of Chicago. And it's like an early 1900s classic, you know, Wrigleyville brownstone walk-up. And I know that the drywall was replaced probably 10 years ago and new trim was put in. But the wall I'm mounting it on, for the life of me, I've used 3 different stud finders. I cannot find the location with any predictability or reliability where the actual studs are. So my question was, in the early 1900s, were studs 16 inches off center? Were they a different width? Like, what tips do you have for me to try to find the correct anchoring point?
Is this over a fireplace or is it just a wall?
It's just a wall.
Okay, so when you, that wall that you're talking about, if you go outside, what am I looking at?
It's an interior wall. The other side of the wall would be a bedroom.
Oh, it is an interior wall. Okay.
Yes.
But let me ask you this. Is there a chance that that was at one point a doorway?
Possibly, but I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
So anyway, the answer to your question is yes, studs were 16 on center, even way, way back in the day. But if it's a remodeled older building, it could have been an archway, it could have been a doorway, and then they just drywalled over the top of it. Now, here's the thing. What are you mounting, like an LED flat screen?
Yeah, like a 60-inch flat screen, yeah.
Okay, 60-inch. How much does it weigh?
It's like an OLED or LED, whatever. It's a new TV.
It's a newer TV. So you can get away if it's drywall and if it's five. You think it's 5/8 drywall?
I'm not sure. I haven't cut into it really.
Okay.
So it All might right. be like the thicker drywall from back in the day. Yes. I don't know.
Okay. So there's hollow wall anchors that you can buy. Now you're renting, so your landlord knows you're mounting this TV?
Yes.
Okay. So you have two choices.
So I'm at the point where I'm either going to try to figure it out with what solution you're about to offer or call the professionals.
Okay. So here's what you can do on your own. You can do one of two things. You can cut a hole. So now you know where you want the mount, right? So you can.
Yes.
So you can buy a drywall. Here's what I want you to do. Cut a square of the drywall out.
Okay.
8 inches by 8 inches square, and don't lose that piece. So what I would do is,
okay.
when you mark with a pencil 8 by 8 and make a square, then in the center, I want you to put a screw so you can hold it, and then you're going to use a drywall saw to cut out evenly a square. Now we took that piece out, and now we can look inside the wall and run a tape measure and see if we can find a stud. If you can't find it with a stud finder. My guess is it's an old door opening that they just put the drywall over, or an archway or something. That's one option, and then you can find the stud. But you may not find the stud, and if you don't, you can put you put a couple boards in the back, screw to it on either side, and then patch it. Or there is if you go to, you're on the north side, so there is a... There's a terrific. Where are you? Near what? Give me a east west street.
I'm Addison, like two blocks east of Wrigley.
Okay, so
toward the lake.
Right. So there, if you go, there's a hardware store on Belmont between Racine and Sheffield called Tenenbaum. Been around forever. See if they carry Wall Dog hollow wall anchors.
Wall Dog. Okay.
They hold 50 pounds a piece. Put your
and that would be something I could use
all day,
all day.
So Okay. Here's what you're gonna do.
So I don't need to put a board in behind the wall.
Your bracket where it has to go. You'll circle four holes. You know that you have to do it. Drill those holes, put the wall dogs in, hang your bracket, hang your TV. You're watching the Bears game on Sunday.
Okay, wall dog. Awesome. All right. Well, I'm going to go check that out at the hardware store.
You got it. Appreciate you calling this morning. It's 9:32 in the morning. When we come back, it's time for our Just Text Me segment, sponsored by Andreas & Sons Construction. But right now, it's time for the news.
For Just Text Me.
How do you do this?
Maybe it's your fingernails. It's easy, look.
It's that easy.
And sent.
Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
What Disney movie is that from?
Hotel Transylvania.
Welcome back. Lou Manfredini, it's time for our Just Text Me segment, sponsored by Robert R. Andreas & Sons Concrete Construction. Text messages that you sent to us at the text line at 312-981-7200. What do you have for us?
All right. First on our list, what is the name of the caulk used to seal your windows for winter and then peel it off?
Zip strip is the name of the caulking that you can find at your hardware store, and you apply it. It goes on clear. This is an interior product that if you have leaky windows will really make a difference. I will tell you that make sure you remember to peel it off, because if it stays on too long, it's really difficult to take off. And the other thing, too, is if there's deep, like crannies, nook and crannies to get in there, once it goes in there and grabs, it's really difficult to pull away. So it's got to be a nice, even bead. Put it on there. Put on your calendar that, you know, April 1st, I'm peeling this off. Okay?
Next, is it too late to fertilize sod that was laid early August? What kind, and should all the leaves be removed first?
sod is a funny little thing. I think that you can absolutely do a winterizing fertilizer now. Yes, all the leaves should be off of there. And put down a winterizer now. We're definitely into that season. More leaves fall on it, that's fine. But you don't want to over... With new sod in particular, because the root growth is not that deep, you want to be very mindful of the leaves that are on top of that, because you can get a mold that can form and actually kill that grass. And so pay attention as we get through falls. I mean, get through fall, rather. There's still a lot of leaves left on trees, but I've noticed a lot have shed most of them. Rake them. You can do a little mulching if you want. Some of that in the soil is fine, but absolutely good to do right now.
All right, and last, Lou, my bathroom has some type of linoleum on the walls and floors, which is extremely slippery when wet. How can I treat the floor so it's not so dangerous?
There is an anti-slip spray paint that Rust-Oleum makes that you could apply. It's not permanent. I believe it's called anti-slip. And clean the floor really well, make sure it's dry, apply this, and you'll get a... you'll get a little bit of a texture. Also, there's a company called Handy Ramp, HANDIRamp.com, and they make these clear, textured, adhesive patches, basically. They're rectangular in shape. They come in different sizes, but they're opaque. And so whatever you place them on, and they're removable as well, but you can place them onto the linoleum floor, not everywhere, but in certain spots. I mean, you could do it everywhere, but that would be, I don't think you would do that. But, you know, you could put a couple on spots where when you step, you know, part of your foot would get there. And that could work as well. And that's available online at handyramp.com. All right, that's our Just Text Me segment for today. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Let's speak with Ed, who's in Arlington Heights. Hey, Ed, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Lou, yeah, Lou, thanks for taking my call. We have a six-unit condo. Every floor has hardwood floors. It's noisy. You know, first to second, second to third, it's noisy. Somebody suggested taking out part of the ceiling, putting in foam insulation. Doesn't sound like a good deal.
It's not. It's not a good deal. And the problem is this: that contact sound transformation is very difficult to eliminate. Okay, and the yes. And the foam, while that'll increase the density, that's not really going to do anything for the. That's not really going to do anything for that sound transform, you know, transformation down.
Right. Yeah,
so the only way to really quiet it down is you have to put in an air gap between that floor plate and the unit below. So,
okay.
What's the ceiling heights in this six flat?
It's an older building. It probably has 9-foot ceilings. I'm thinking.
Okay, so there's two choices. There's a thing called RC1 channel. RC1 channel is basically, if you can imagine the letter Z, okay? And if I yeah. took and imagine the letter Z like a long piece of spaghetti. The yeah. Z, the top of the Z, the horizontal part of the Z screws to the studs of the floor above, and then the okay. drywall screws to the bottom horizontal leg of the Z. And you only end up losing the thickness of the drywall and then that Z, so maybe you lose about 1.25 inches, and it creates this air gap. It's not perfect, but it's way better than the foam. And, I mean, yeah. the foam, you'd be opening stuff up, blah, 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 yeah. blah, blah. But now, do you have crown molding and ceiling fixtures
yes.
and things
yeah,
like
yeah,
that?
That's the other problem.
Right. So all of that would have to be adapted as well. It's... It's an investment, and the other thing, too, is I couldn't tell you this, Ed, that, like, wow, this you do this and it's a silver bullet. It'll be better, but it won't be great.
Okay. All right. Wait, and what was it called, RC1?
Robert Cat 1 channel. Great. RC1 channel with 5/8 drywall will definitely improve it. And, you know, it's the kind of thing you could try it on one unit and see if you like it. And if it works, then you go through and do the whole thing. and you can give it a shot. Thanks so much for the phone call. 9:45 in the morning. You know what? Leaders aren't born. They're made. They're made like everything else, through hard work, and that's what the Chevy Silverado is. It's made for hard work, designed to handle the toughest loads with advanced trailering technology, and comes with a drive mode selector. You select tow and haul, sport, or off-road to match any condition. It's tough on the road and off, guaranteed to work as hard as you do with its available Duramax 3-liter turbo diesel. Silverado's the most fuel-efficient pickup with 33 miles per gallon on the highway. Chevy Silverado is the most dependable, longest-lasting full-size pickup on the road. Right now, during Truck Month, get $5,500 total value on a 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab LT All-Star Z71. That's a mouthful, but it's a good-looking truck. If you're in need of a new vehicle, but maybe you don't want to visit the dealership, that's okay. You can check out the Shop, Click, and Drive. Shop online, take delivery at home. It's simple, it's safe, it's smart. See your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com. You know what? Hard work is its own reward, but a Chevy Silverado is not too bad either.
WGN. To most, it's just another sidewalk or parking lot. But to Robert R. Andreas and Sons, it's a work of art, perfectly paved with attention to detail. Andreas and Sons, a family-owned Chicagoland business with the experience to handle any job. Patios, stairs, foundations, driveways, loading docks, warehouse floors. Andreas and Sons does it all. Commercial, industrial, or residential. If your project requires concrete or asphalt, then you need to contact the experts. Andreas and Sons. For a free estimate, call 708-863-5735. That's 708-863-5735. Or just visit AndreasConstruction.com. Robert R. Andreas and Sons, general contractors specializing in high-quality professional concrete and asphalt solutions since 1956. Call 708-863-5735. That's 708-863-5735. Or visit AndreasConstruction.com.
You know, people to, well, they're going to update their bathrooms, right? And they say, hey, what company should I use? I don't have to think too hard. Bathfitter. It's an easy answer. They've been installing luxury tubs for over 35 years. They're true pros from the top to the bottom. You see, Bathfitter will custom make your new bath to fit perfectly over the existing one. And their one-piece seamless wall system ensures a watertight fit, making it easy to maintain. Their design options, well, they're endless. So you're sure to find a tub you'll love. Bathfitter's tubs come with a lifetime warranty. That's how high quality their materials are. The installation will be done by one Bathfitter technician who will complete the install in just one day while following a strict safety protocol to ensure your well-being throughout the process. You can kickstart your bath remodel today with the experts at Bathfitter. Go to bathfitter.com/Lou to book your free consultation. And for a limited time, well, so we on our interview today, he said he was going to give people even more money if they call today, right? You can save even more money. The offer is $450, but if you call today, you can get, I think, up to $600 off. You know what we call that, don't you?
A loupon.
A loupon. If you'd like a complete Bathfitter system, you could get that deal. Go to bathfitter.com/Lou to get started. You were so proud of yourself that you knew it was a loupon. You like the look on your face was, it's a loupon. 877-213-4-LOU, 877-213-4568. This is Kathy in South Carolina. Hi, Kath.
Hi, how are you? I can barely hear you. Long time listener, and I have a situation.
Go ahead.
I had somebody that was working on my front door windows, or my front door, and I have a lot of little pane glass in it. And it's a mission-style door, so it's like light, a lot of different panels. And it does, she scratched the glass on my windows. She was using some fine-grade sandpaper, and she feels really bad about it. I don't know what to do. I've been looking on YouTube and looking at all these concoctions. I don't see anything that I could purchase over the counter to get fine line scratches out. I am in a quandary. I mean, it looks terrible in some areas. And I don't know if you can direct me to the right place or or what I could do.
Well,
I can call in the window doctor or something.
I can direct you, but the fact is the only thing you're going to be able to do that's going to be effective is you have to replace that glass. There is nothing to
take. I had a feeling you were going to tell me.
There's no scratch remover for glass or anything like that that will take it out. If you try and do anything with these concoctions that you do, you're just gonna muddy up the glass and it's gonna be foggy. So your best bet is to stop with the concoctions, figure out a glass company down there that can come and replace it and cut the glass for you, and go from there. It's unfortunate, but that's just the way it is. Sorry about that. Thanks so much for the phone call. 9:51 in the morning. We'll take a quick break. Did you know this is not funny? Did you know a fire department responds to a fire every 24 seconds? This Fire Prevention Month, First Alert is reminding you to be ready for the unexpected by installing smoke and carbon monoxide alarms on every level and in every bedroom of your home. Don't forget to add First Alert fire extinguishers on every level, too, and in common area spaces like the kitchen, especially if you're cooking a lot more. And know how to use them as well. Protect your whole home with reliable protection you can trust by visiting firstalert.com and your local Ace Hardware store. 877-2134-LU is our phone number. That number, by the way, will continue for another hour. If you want to call in, I'm happy to answer your questions even after 10 o'clock this morning. So write that down, 877-2134-LU. And before we move out of the way for WGN Radio News, our next caller is going to get a House Smarts Radio hat sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling, Chicagoland's premier design-build company for kitchens, baths, additions, siding, and windows. Maybe you're working remotely and you don't have enough room. Let Cobblestone Remodeling create the ideal workspace in your home. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com for more information or call them at 773-661-0606. Let's talk with Dave. Dave, we're going to send you out a House Smarts Radio hat in Oak Forest. How may I help you?
Great. It's actually Park Forest.
Oh, all right. Hi. I went to school with a kid from Park Forest. Go ahead.
Oh, did you? Cool. Well, I've done millions of projects in my lifetime. I'm 70 years old now. Okay, because, you know, I couldn't afford to have people do it, so I just learned how to do it and help a lot of friends.
Nice.
And now that I'm 70 years old and I'm looking at things, I was looking at solar panels, okay? And I was looking at the top of the roof of the solar panels. I was going by this one house and thinking that if I bought a house, I'd want one with solar panels. My question is what happens when you need to re-shingle? You have to have the installers come back and take the panels down and then put them back up again?
Exactly. I'm a big fan of the solar panels, but it's not a, there's maintenance that goes, that's involved in it all. And so if you're going to put panels up there, you know, right now, depending on your home and the exposure, you're not going to power the whole house, but you're going to take a substantial load off there when the weather and the sunlight is proper. But if you ever had to re-shingle, yeah, you would have to take those panels off. You know, there's clips that they install that, you know, and the wiring and everything go in there. That's why a lot of times when people do this, it will be in combination of redoing a roof. I was talking with a friend of mine who has a house out in California, and they're looking at putting on a solar a system on their home in Southern California. And the installation is like over $50,000 for this. Now, there are tax credits and everything that go with that, but you still have to come up with the money to put it on there. And, you know, you need to look and do an analysis of the payback, how long it takes, where you are, down the line as far as, that investment and what you're going to get back. So there's more cost to it than just putting the panels on there. And then the other part of it, too, is that panels, while they give you a guarantee and a warranty, you know, if you've got a, let's say it's a 4-foot by 6-foot panel, there's cells within those panels, and those can go out. And so the efficiency of a system can wear out, and there's maintenance that goes in there, too. It's not a sheet of armor that goes up on that roof. And so you just have to really be smart about doing a cost analysis to make sure that it makes sense for you. And the other thing, too, is, Dave, as you're a guy that does stuff himself, and, you know, you mentioned it's you're 70 years old, I don't want to hear about you trying to put your own solar panels on the roof.
Don't worry about that, because I'm not in the greatest of health either. So.
All right, well, good. Then
So probably the chances of me getting a payback on that is pretty slim at this stage of life.
There's a lot of formulas out there, and some people will argue you can get it with the tax write-offs and whatnot, but it all depends on what system you're going to install and how much money you're going to invest in all this. And so, you know, if all of a sudden it's like, hey, in 20 years I'm going to break even, well, I mean, come on.
Chances of 20 years isn't that great for me right now.
Exactly. So just do the numbers. You know, I've had different conversations with people about the whole solar panel thing, and I'm a big advocate. I'm a big proponent of it. I think that we need to do more of that, and alternative energy sources are definitely the future. But you just got to make sure it makes sense for you. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Hey, remember to follow us on Instagram at HouseSmarts, and you can also check out our HouseSmarts YouTube channel for videos that we're constantly posting to update you. Thanks so much for listening. Remember, 877-2134-LOU is going to work for another hour. You can keep calling us. Have a great weekend.